Environmental and political groups want the Florida legislature to tackle oil and gas laws this year. WGCU's Ashley Lopez says the League of Women Voters of Collier County held a luncheon aimed at getting their members educated on the future of oil exploration in Florida.
League President Becky Newell says her organization is keeping an eye on the possible expansion of oil drilling in the state, and particularly in Southwest Florida.
So this is an official position of the League that we are very concerned about water quality and that we are opposed as a state league to hydraulic fracturing in whatever form it takes in Florida.
More than a year ago, a Texas-based oil company hydraulically fractured or fracked the Collier Hogan oil well. State officials eventually closed that well and revoked the company's permits. But the fight isn't over. That's what the Conservancy of Southwest Florida's Jennifer Hecker told members of the League of Women Voters. She says even though the Hogan well is shut down, the underlying problems are still there.
What happened at the Hogan well can happen again and again until we get at these systemic legal and regulatory deficiencies. And that's what we need to do now, is to parlay what we've learned from what we've gone through this past year into meaningful and comprehensive oil legislation.
There's a series of things Hecker says needs to change. For one, she says state law currently makes it really hard for regulators to monitor companies they give oil permits to. Hecker says penalties for breaking state laws are also too weak. But she agrees with the League that there really shouldn't be fracking in the state right now. Hecker says we don't have enough information about what it does to our water supply, among other things. Lawmakers have said they plan on tackling oil and gas laws when they convene in March. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.